Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Federal prosecutors claim they have audio of former President Trump acknowledging that he retained and shared a classified military document on Iran. Will he be charged with espionage? Here's Glenn.
So friends, I'm sure you've seen the reporting by now about Donald Trump caught on tape mishandling national security information, information about a potential attack by the U.S. on a foreign country. Very likely in violation of the Espionage Act, in violation of our nation's espionage laws. Here is some new reporting by Hugo Lowell of The Guardian. Hugo has been doing some terrific reporting on this and other issues involving the many crimes of Donald Trump. And in this latest reporting, Hugo puts a slightly finer point on this story regarding Donald Trump potentially compromising national security information. Headline, Trump regretted not declassifying retained military document in recording. Federal prosecutors have obtained audio in which the former president acknowledged he retained the classified paper on Iran. And that article begins, Federal prosecutors obtained an audio recording of a summer 2021 meeting where Donald Trump suggested he should have declassified a military document about Iran he admitted retaining, according to people familiar with the criminal investigation into his retention of national security papers. The document at issue is understood to be classified as secret, significant, as the Justice Department typically prefers to charge espionage cases involving retention of materials at that level, at a secret classification, rather than top secret papers that might be too sensitive or confidential papers that are too lower. Confidential is a lower classification. The recording was made at Trump's Bedminster Golf Club in July 2021, when the former president met with people helping his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, write a book by his aide, Margot Martin, who regularly taped conversations with authors to ensure they accurately recounted his remarks. Well, I'm glad Margot Martin recorded Trump's remarks so they could be accurately captured and retained as incriminating evidence that could be used against him at trial. The article continues. For several minutes of the audio recording, Trump talks about how he cannot discuss the document because he no longer possesses the sweeping presidential power to declassify, now out of office, but suggests that he should have done so when he was still in the White House. But the previously unreported suggestion that he should have declassified the document presents a potentially perilous moment, as it indicates Trump knew that he had retained material which remained sensitive to national security, as well as the limitations on discussing it with unauthorized people. But, of course, Trump went on to discuss its contents with unauthorized people anyway. Now, friends, stick with me here. This could prove to be a turning point. The winds of accountability may be shifting. Let's look at just a couple of other data points, including these recently reported by The Independent. Now, here's the headline. Trump launches furious rant after reports of bombshell classified documents tape. Now, after the Independent story starts by recounting what we were just discussing, Trump, you know, being caught on an audio recording, being in possession of and discussing secret classified information and acknowledging that, among other things, he couldn't declassify them with his mind, nor did they become automatically declassified when he took them from the White House, when he stole them from the federal government. You know, automatic declassification and telepathic declassification are things that Trump has said publicly he had the power to do, and in fact, he did do. Well, now his own words on this audio recording put the lie to those claims he earlier made. After the Independent article begins by recounting that information, here's how it continues. Seemingly in response to these reports, Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social on Thursday, quote, "The illegally leaked by the DOJ, FBI, and special prosecutor document story is a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. And like all of the others, fake news. I did nothing wrong, and they did, and have been doing so for a long time." Trump ranted breathlessly, like a child caught with his hand in the cookie jar, insisting he didn't take the cookies. The article continues. Meanwhile, as more Republican contenders join the party's primary race, Mr. Trump has been busy ridiculing them with cruel memes and jokes on Truth Social, signaling out Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie overnight. His former Veep, Mike Pence, is expected to announce his candidacy next week. And friends, it's not just Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie and Mike Pence, but it's also Tim Scott. They've all thrown their hat into the ring. Why all of a sudden are they all entering the presidential race for the Republican nomination? Because they smell blood in the water. They can sense Donald Trump's political demise. Here's the thing, friends. We now know that Donald Trump very likely violated our nation's espionage laws. How can the Department of Justice not indict him and expect others to keep our nation's secrets? How can the Department of Justice not indict him and expect all Americans to respect and abide by our federal laws? You know, friends, if this reporting is accurate, this is a crime that is just too easy to prove given the audio recording. And this is a crime that is too big and too serious and too dangerous not to indict. The winds of accountability are shifting, and I believe federal indictments are coming because justice matters. Friends, hang in there just a little bit longer. Hang in there. We're going to get there.
Coming up next, Glenn gives us three legal stories. The first two are bad for Donald Trump, and the third is actually good for Mike Pence. But it's also bad for Donald Trump. This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The recording of Donald Trump discussing a classified military document on Iran is missing, according to his lawyers, and Georgia DA Fani Willis has now broadened her case to include Washington, D.C. and several other states. Does this mean other charges are in the works? Here's Glenn.
So friends, let's take on three stories today. The legal developments have been coming fast and furious. The first story is actually an update on some news that broke in recent days about Donald Trump keeping and flashing a classified document regarding a possible U.S. military strike on Iran. We learned that that meeting at which he was waving that document around and referring to it to people who had no security clearance, people who had no right hearing a single word about what was in that document, we learned that that meeting was audio recorded and that the federal prosecutors have that audio recording proving, one, that Donald Trump had that document unlawfully, and two, proving that he knew it was not declassified. Well, today some new news was reported about that meeting, showing that Donald Trump either couldn't or wouldn't produce the document and return it to the federal government. Here's the new reporting by CNN. Headline, Trump attorneys haven't found classified document former president referred to on tape following subpoena. And that article begins, attorneys for Donald Trump turned over material in mid-March in response to a federal subpoena related to a classified U.S. military document described by the former president on tape in 2021, but were unable to find the document itself, two sources tell CNN. Prosecutors issued the subpoena shortly after asking a Trump aide before the grand jury about the audio recording of a July 2021 meeting at Trump's golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. On the recording, Trump acknowledges he held on to a classified Pentagon document about a potential attack on Iran. Friends, that's going to leave a mark. What did Donald Trump do with that classified document? Well, let's turn to story number two, which frankly is also going to leave a mark. Here's the new reporting from the Washington Post. Headline, Georgia probe of Trump broadens to activities in other states. And that article begins, an Atlanta area investigation of alleged election interference by former President Donald Trump and his allies has broadened to include activities in Washington, D.C. and several other states, according to two people with knowledge of the probe, a fresh sign that prosecutors may be building a sprawling case under Georgia's racketeering laws. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis launched an investigation more than 2 years ago to examine efforts by Trump and his allies to overturn his narrow 2020 defeat in Georgia. Along the way, she has signaled publicly that she may use Georgia's racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations, RICO, statute, to allege that these efforts amounted to a far-reaching criminal scheme. In recent days, Willis has sought information related to the Trump campaign hiring two firms to find voter fraud across the United States and then burying their findings when they did not find it, allegations that reach beyond Georgia's borders, said the two individuals. At least one of the firms has been subpoenaed by Fulton County investigators. Friends, that's another story that's gonna leave a mark. That's a bad development for Donald Trump, that District Attorney Fani Willis is broadening her criminal investigation to include crimes that Trump and company may have committed outside of Georgia, with a view toward rolling them in to a Georgia state RICO prosecution. You know, I prosecuted RICO cases in federal court in Washington, D.C. under the federal RICO laws, and the Georgia RICO laws are not all that different. You know, they are designed to bring a whole bunch of crimes, generally involving multiple co-conspirators, all together in one case, rather than just focusing narrowly on one crime or two crimes. And what that does is it gives the jury the power of context. They get to see all of the criminal activity that Trump and company were engaged in, not only in Georgia, but elsewhere, in their determination to criminally, to unconstitutionally hold on to the power of the presidency. And when you can use the RICO laws to bring that kind of a broad, sweeping, inclusive case before a jury, boy, it typically does not turn out well for the defendants. Let's turn to story number three, which is actually a good news story, but it's good news for Mike Pence, not for Donald Trump. Here is the reporting from NPR, headline, Pence won't be charged in DOJ classified documents investigation. And that article begins, the Justice Department is closing its investigation into classified documents found at the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. No charges will be filed. An advisor to Pence says they are pleased, but not surprised, at the end of the federal probe. Two sources confirm the Justice Department sent a letter to Pence saying the investigation would close without any finding of criminal wrongdoing. So, like I say, good news for Mike Pence, but not unexpected. Why do I say not unexpected? Well, when people leave government service, when they leave the federal government, particularly high government officials, presidents, vice presidents, cabinet secretaries, they pack up their office, they pack up a lot of stuff that they may have accumulated during their years of government service, and they have it shipped to their home or to their private office. And as you might imagine, when it comes to high government officials, a lot of them don't get down on their hands and knees and clear out their drawers and their cabinets and box everything up themselves. They have people box up their stuff for them. So you can easily see how some stuff that maybe shouldn't be boxed up, that shouldn't be removed from the custody of the federal government, ends up being removed inadvertently, mistakenly, accidentally, maybe negligently. But we don't bring criminal charges for something that was done mistakenly, accidentally, or even negligently. We bring criminal charges for something that is done with intent to violate the law, knowing you're doing something wrong. You're taking classified documents and information that you are not entitled to. And that's what Donald Trump went on record as saying he did. He said, I took those documents. You know, friends, that would have been difficult to prove, right? He could easily have said, I didn't box up my own stuff. I have no idea what my aides and assistants put in those boxes that ended up in Mar-a-Lago. I never even looked in the boxes. He said, I had every right to take it all that classified material. The fact of the matter is he didn't. He didn't have the right to take classified documents. That's one of the reasons he's in criminal hot water at this moment. But when it was discovered that Mike Pence also had some classified documents from his time as vice president, What did he do? Well, he notified government officials, the Department of Justice. He turned them over. He welcomed a search of his properties to make sure he wasn't inadvertently retaining anything else that he shouldn't have. You know, that's the exact opposite of what Donald Trump did. He obstructed justice when DOJ came a-calling for those documents. So it's not a surprise that Mike Pence has been cleared. He apparently didn't do anything wrong, didn't do anything that was deemed criminal, worthy of prosecution. I do find the timing of this announcement interesting because Mike Pence, we learned recently, is about to formally announce that he's throwing his hat in the ring. He's going to be seeking the Republican nomination for president. And if he had done that, we kind of know that Merrick Garland would have had to have appointed another special counsel, the way he appointed a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump's crimes once Donald Trump announced he was a candidate, the way he appointed a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden's retention of classified documents, because the Attorney General cannot fairly and independently investigate his boss, the president. So there's a special counsel looking at those classified documents that were recovered from Joe Biden's properties. I strongly suspect you're going to see the same result that we just saw with respect to Vice President Mike Pence. There will be no charges filed, but we'll wait to see what the special counsel says. Donald Trump, of course, did the exact opposite of what both Pence and Biden did. They volunteered that they had found some documents they shouldn't have. They welcomed searches of their property to make sure everything was returned. And no judge ever issued a search warrant for Mike Pence's property or Joe Biden's property, concluding there was probable cause, there was evidence of crime located on their properties, the way a federal judge concluded regarding evidence of crime being located at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's property. So these circumstances are as different as night and day. And admittedly, this story is good news for Mike Pence. Now he can throw his hat in the ring unencumbered, and he will go down in flames because I don't know who his natural constituency is. The people who wanted to hang him, the Trump base, the folks who were hunting him on January 6th because he wouldn't violate the law and unconstitutionally install Donald Trump for a second term? Are those the people he's hoping to curry political favor with, get them to change course and vote for him? Maybe. But a good news story for Mike Pence that he can now run unencumbered against Donald Trump certainly doesn't inure to Donald Trump's benefit in any way, nor does the fact that Mike Pence has been cleared and Joe Biden almost certainly will be cleared, that doesn't inure to Donald Trump's benefit either. In fact, I strongly suspect that June will be the month we have long waited for, and we will see Donald Trump indicted for the documents crimes at Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere, because he was waving around that national security, national defense information at his golf club up in Bedminster. So we know he was also committing crimes up there. And I think June will finally be the month, June 2023. We will see accountability, federal accountability, Department of Justice accountability come to Donald Trump. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.